This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Oh, Race Wars back in the house, in the building. Happy Halloween, bitches.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's Halloweeny Weeny Week. Happy Halloween. Race Wars, there's a lot going on right now. I don't even know where to begin, but Yamanika Saunders is coming too, so Yami will be here in a couple minutes. My white daughter's here, white daughter.
What's up?
Yeah, you still dating that dumb Brit?
Yes, I'm so happy.
Oh my God, it bugs me.
Don't judge me.
Fucking with that red coat.
Stop.
Don't you know the history of this?
It's not, I don't mean it to be racial.
Okay, it's more national. It's a nationalistic thing.
I guess. I don't, it's like Trumpy to even say that. Like,
okay.
I'm just following my heart. Do you know what I mean?
No,
my
I
Obama-loving heart.
I get it. Now, Brian's here, too. Brian, what's up?
What's good?
Now, Brian, you came through to Hell Night last night. How was it?
It was great.
What a great show. I want to thank everybody.
Comedians on fire.
The comedians were on fire, right?
Comedians on fire.
I want to thank everybody who came out to that show at the Comedy Cellar last night. It was a great show. It was a near-death experience show. All the comics talked about near-death experiences.
Who had the best almost death?
Oh, Artie almost died 3 times on the way to the show. Yeah, Artie Lang. Yeah, he almost lost his heart a couple times. But everybody had great.
He almost lost his heart?
Yeah. Almost knocked right out of his body. Sometimes he said
that's
he vomits.
So Halloween-y.
Sometimes he had the heroin vomit so bad, he almost threw his heart out.
Wow.
You don't know nothing about it.
No, I don't know anything about vomiting, I guess.
Nah, you're a rookie when it comes to vomo.
Yeah, and with hero.
Yes.
I can't wait to learn.
But yes, it was a fun show. Lynn Coplitz, Greer didn't make it, but it was Lynn Coplitz, Ron Bennington, T.J. Miller.
All
right. Who else was on it?
Michelle Wolf came through.
She almost died?
She had a near-death stunt, and then she killed it with regular material. She killed everybody had near-death.
Great.
You almost died a couple times.
Never.
You had a fucking steel brace on as a child. It looked like you didn't make it out of childbirth almost.
That's the irony. I had so much structural support around me.
Right.
Many exoskeletons built to move my bones and protect my soft innards that I easily grew to maturity.
But it looks like just during like your regular childbirth, like your body was so frail. I know your parents got some stories like, okay, we thought she was going to make it through the night.
Listen, like 4 people just came listening to you say that. Please don't embarrass me.
Only 4? You're losing it.
I know. Thank God I got these amazing headshots by Phil Provencio to make people boned up.
Okay, nice.
Oh yeah,
happy Halloween, too. Ain't you going to somewhere tonight with that British boy?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go to the box for a tranny burlesque. I don't know. This is just what I've heard.
It's just good to see you still grieving about that whole Pittsburgh synagogue thing. You're a bad Jew, Karen. She can't wait to go party.
I said,
and she know what just happened.
You know what?
We got 11 dead in there. She's like this. I'm going to the box. Shouldn't you be in temple?
That is our temple.
Supporting,
do you understand?
People.
That is our Hollywood loving, money, media loving.
What?
Temple, the box. An entertainment mecca. I'm honoring our fallen. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
How did you feel about this whole thing in Pittsburgh? Did it surprise you?
How'd I feel about it? I felt pretty positive. I feel all right. it's fucking sad and scary and Holocaust-y. It's like the first thing anybody thinks and is, okay, well, Holocaust. Yeah, all right. We fucking knew that was going to happen at some point.
Right. So you felt like you knew a shooting was coming, or you felt like the energy in the country was feeling like this? Or
What's going on in Jew circles?
In y'all circles, in the Jew circles, what are y'all talking about?
I personally didn't think that it was going to be like a shooting of a synagogue. But not that it's outside of possibility, but I felt the anti-Jew thing. Everybody feels that the anti-black, anti-everything ramping up. And then if it's like that here, it's so much worse places where there were Nazis. Like in Europe, it's like bad now.
Right,
do you know what I mean? People are leaving Europe. Jews that are European are leaving Europe to come here to Israel, which is crazy.
Not like, here to Israel.
Leaving.
We're not in Israel right now. You know that.
Here or to Israel.
Oh, you said or
here
to
Israel. Or
I thought you said here
Israel.
In Israel. I'm like, wait, did I?
Here's my homeland. I'm Israel.
So wait, Jews are leaving Europe today to
Like these days, yeah. Right. To like, but people, like, imagine if you moved to Israel now, like, because you felt unsafe. That'd be crazy. You live here. Right. But yeah, that's how bad it's gotten. And like, it was like a British family moved or whatever. There's like all this stuff.
Right.
So that's what's really scary. I know I didn't think there would be a shooting or something like that here. I'm actually shocked.
It's crazy. It's yeah. Fucking 11 people died in a...
Mm-hmm. Also, the right, like, the extreme right usually loves Jews. It's like, unlike them.
The extreme right?
It's, well, yeah, it's like the far right... in this country is Jew loving because they need Israel for Jesus to come back or whatever.
Yeah.
And
the superstition?
No,
yeah.
No,
it's not, no, it's like biblical.
I think,
it's like extreme.
I think
yeah,
far
Republicans
right.
Are
I think
super,
far right political people.
Sure. That's what I mean.
Cool with them. Right.
That's what I mean.
I don't know too many of them far right people down in the bush.
People
got
to remember too. Don't think like, listen, this shooting happened in Pennsylvania. Okay. People try to act like the South is all, listen, some parts of Pennsylvania, you might as well be under the basement of Mississippi.
Right. Yeah.
Because you think of Pennsylvania, you think, oh, Philadelphia, it's niggas there. It's Jews there.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, it gotta be some black people there.
I'm really shocked that it was in Pittsburgh, too.
Right outside
like,
of that.
It's not the middle of nowhere.
Well, right outside of Pittsburgh, money, is fucking people driving around in a General Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I don't know anything about Pennsylvania where I'm from.
It's
I really
pretty
don't.
Clanny.
I know
it's Klan area.
A little.
Clanny.
Philly and like suburbs and that's it.
It gets Clanny out there.
Yeah, it's totally shocking.
Yeah,
I didn't know that it was Klanny at all. And I thought, yeah, I always forget that Pennsylvania is like bumblefucky.
Klanny.
Yeah.
Klanny. Imagine that's
if you
where
will
it would
Klanny.
Be, though.
Huh?
Or imagine
think
that's
so?
where it would happen. I mean, how many synagogues in
right.
Alabama you think they blow?
Yeah.
Totally doesn't make sense for it to be like a deep South thing,
yeah.
right? It's like
right.
somewhere
coming up
where
north
it's rural,
where they
but they
think
have
it is,
Jews,
you know?
Right? It's
right.
like they've heard of Jews and been around maybe a couple Jews
yeah.
in rural Pennsylvania.
So you think this is going to force some people to consider leaving America for Israel?
Probably not. Probably not here. I don't think we have the kind of anti-Semitism here, even with that would drive people to uproot and move to Israel. Israel's not, you know, it's like you're not going to go speak English there, like it's a huge deal.
Right, you can't speak English there.
Well, you're not gonna like get. You have to learn the new language. Like you can speak English there, but it's not like if I was like I'm moving to Australia, I'd be like, all right, well, it'll be different, but you can get along. You
they're
know,
they're garbage people in Australia.
So I've heard. I've heard they're trash, but
what
you know
a
how
trash
I feel about
of a
trash.
It's just a big prison, the whole fucking island.
I love trash, though, as we know. On this show, I'm fond of trash. So
and why
I would enjoy
they,
it.
What did they do to Trump's car? Now, did they chase his car out of the
yeah?
Funeral?
I don't know. I was hoping you guys would know.
I know he went to visit the synagogue.
He did, right. So
Gog.
Apparently it didn't
synagogue.
Go great.
That's a weird word to say, synagogue.
It is now that you've done that.
Synagogue. Synagogue. So he went to go visit.
I don't know. Okay.
And protesters chased his car. Like, he couldn't take his car down because the protesters chased it.
Wow.
I don't know.
I really don't. I haven't been following the news at all. I've been doing my news Instagram.
Well, Trump's been hot.
It.
I don't know if you know this, but Trump's been hot this week. He's also
so
planning to announce an emergency action to shut down the border. That's what he's saying, and stop the migrants.
And he's gonna try to make it illegal to have an anchor baby here if you're not.
Oh
a
yeah,
citizen,
that's right. That's right. The birthright citizenship.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Apparently he can't. I don't know. It's like unconstitutional to do that. Is that true? Can we get a lawyer? Hello.
I mean, what do you think, Matt? You know about it?
It's entirely unconstitutional. The 14th Amendment is literally saying anyone born on this soil becomes a citizen.
Yeah.
And the reason that it exists...
That's for the white man.
I did not know.
No, that was that's for the black man.
That's how the white man stole...
That's for the black man because it made all slaves citizens.
Mm. Okay.
So it was post-slavery. They wanted to make everyone born on American soil a U.S. citizen.
That's
and
right, I forgot.
So,
I knew, but I forgot.
Theoretically, it was supposed to help in Reconstruction and then you get bad presidents who... made racial issues in this country fucked up for generations.
Yeah, race wars, baby. Yeah, you come to the right place. They made the choices that we needed on this podcast, goddammit. I don't know about society as a whole, but for this podcast, it's doing pretty well. So now he's trying to shut down the birthright. So, I mean, everybody, listen, let me just play devil's advocate for a second, right?
My favorite game.
My favorite
Let me play
advocate.
Trump's advocate. I mean, everybody said this country's built on immigration, and we all yes, okay, it's built on it. How long are we gonna live with it? How long do we have to always do the shit we was built on?
Because
after a while, you gotta slow down the immigration, right?
Yeah, but here's my question.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But is immigration actually too, like, I agree it can get to the level where it would become a problem, but has it actually gotten there? Like,
no.
Do we have the actual Because here's the thing.
I don't know. But maybe in some towns.
You can't. But you can't take away immigrants and the jobs that they do without like giving people like a universal basic income or something. And people don't want to do those jobs. We need an immigrant class in this country, and we always have to do certain shit. And then you work your way up, and that's how it works here. And there's new immigrants, right? So if you get rid of them, fine. But then you have to give everyone. You have to make it socialist here, so everyone can live on whatever, you know, like redistribute things a little bit, because the low extremes of the citizens are going to be so much lower in that case. You know what I mean? You don't have immigrants.
Right. So you're talking about the people who pick all the vegetables and shit?
Well, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm not. Are you?
You mean the strawberry people?
I mean the strawberry people, yes.
I mean, yeah, well, I don't know.
I just
this caravan of people,
that
does that
crazy.
Scare you a little? That the caravan of love?
Well, here's the thing. I don't trust the news like that. So if they say there's a caravan, okay, there's a caravan, but you didn't report on any of the other caravans, right? So I don't believe that it's like this new phenomenon
thing.
Happening. I think they're just selective, and they're like, guys, alert. And we're like, okay, but I think you guys were just ignoring
it's
this
always,
all
along. It's always been happening.
Right.
Yeah. I believe that's the truth.
They pick what's happening in the world.
And make it a thing.
And it's rude.
They try to make it a thing.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean.
See, no, I'm not freaked out. I mean, don't we have, people to deal with these, the caravan type issues. It can't be the first time it's ever occurred to Mexicans to come here in a caravan. I just don't believe it.
It's not even like Mexicans, right? Ain't it like South Americans?
Oh,
like
it
somebody
is?
Else
oh, well, then
like they came up. Through,
yeah, they're not Mexican.
Then they need
like
to be
El Salvadorian.
Okay. All right, then that can't happen.
I mean, one neighbor over is fine, but six neighbors over?
All right, what?
What?
You didn't tell me that part. That is unacceptable. We're going to need to turn this back. All right.
No,
sorry,
they walk
guys.
Through Mexico to get to America.
Oh, okay. Wow, that is a trick. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know. We just deal with it. This has happened before, I guarantee it.
It'll be dealt with.
I think it's going to be open up. Somebody's going to open up some gunfire. That's what I'm thinking. Niggas going to get too brazen on that border.
I think that already happened.
But I think we're going to get to see more of it happening.
Yeah, maybe.
On the news, because everybody's looking down.
I think they're going to selectively report more of it on the news, I don't think it's like this huge problem all of a sudden.
I heard Trump was trying to take planes and drop burritos behind them and confuse them and turn them around. Just drop a whole bunch of burritos right behind them.
No, you drop the burritos drones. In front of them and behind them like American Chinese or something.
American
like, you know, because you like can't find it anywhere but here. It's like not in China or anywhere else. And they're like, what? Happened.
That's an egg roll. Burrito? Yeah, burrito. Burrito with shrimp.
I could make such better jokes if I knew any references at all. Like, that would have worked. That would have been, like, useful if I knew a restaurant.
Well, maybe this will help, because...
That's hard.
What? You don't know any references to...
Like, okay, what's an American Chinese restaurant? I don't know. I know them, but I...
Panda Express?
There we go.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call that... That shit is just so commercial.
It's so panda, yeah. It's just too panda.
That shit might as well be McDonald Express.
Right.
Chinky Chinks. Now, that's the name they came up with.
That is what it... Yeah, that is it.
Now, how you feel about... I want to talk about this album. The Mel Bomber dude, who's my new favorite person.
Oh,
who
made the worst bomb.
He's my new favorite... He was a DJ at a strip club.
Great.
He was like, next to the stage, champagne, to the stage, champagne. And now he's like, next to the stage, bombs. Bombs on Hillary.
None of them worked. None of them
they
even looked professional.
You can smell the steroid brain that went into Bill the Nose. What a steroid brain. The shit like bike locks.
Yeah. Did he put an egg timer on top of one of them?
What a fucking fool. He was like
a Christmas tree ornament. Like the angel on top of a tree.
I heard he used his Alexa to try to build it. Alexa bombs and steroids.
Oh,
Alexa.
He spelled people's names wrong.
What a fucking loser. But, I mean... So he's going to lock, they're going to lock him. Nobody got killed.
Forever. I know, but what an example they shall make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is never coming out of there.
Never.
Ever. And he didn't even do something to like a child's butt or whatever that will make him dead in prison. He's going to have to serve that whole sentence.
Oh, he's still going to get beat in there. Because you know what? He's a steroid
head now.
Yeah, but
that's for those sloppy bombs.
But he's going to deflate. He's going to deflate like a balloon on steroids. Trust me on this. He's going to be like a deflated balloon.
I haven't seen his steroid body. All right.
6 months. He's going to be unrecognizable.
What's his name?
Sayoc.
What is
last name? A loser. A greased up fucking...
I believe the first name is Caesar.
Caesar, yes. Caesar Sayoc. Oh, he sounds like a lone gunman, don't he? Or one of those monkeys in a Planet of the Apes movies. Caesar Sayoc. It's like, that chimpanzee just talked to me.
Oh, wow. Look
How
at
many
that.
Bombs did he send out? I could have sworn there were bombs still going out even after they caught him.
One he sent out, with, I think that's how they caught him, because he sent one through the messenger service.
Right, one was by courier.
Yeah, so he just gave a nigga on a bike. This dude already down to the fucking society's fucking, you got a, he's got a bike job and you still putting him in harm's way. You ain't shit, Caesar.
Oh my God, yeah, he's a puffy one. A puffy muscle marshmallow.
He's
man.
Going to deflate.
He's already old and deflated. That roid body just turns fat.
Oh, it's going to turn into punchable, fuckable prison meat.
There's so much of Caesar to punch.
That might be a title. Punchable, fuckable prison meat. Oh, he's going to get, because the story's so big, everybody's going to be like this. I'm going to stick him.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
I know how prison works, man.
Yeah, right. Everybody wants to be the guy that got the guy.
I'm going to stick him. You see what happened to my boy Whitey Bulger? Another dead Whitey. They killed him in prison.
Yeah, I know.
First day he was there in the Fanua prison.
Oh, really?
They transfer him to get killed. You know that was, come on, if that's not a setup of setups.
Obviously.
Of course.
And then the inmates who killed him, one is like ties to the mob. They willed his wheelchair. He was 79.
What does that even mean to have ties to the mob? Like, who, is there a mob?
It's mob informants and mob killers who's in
There's
prison for killing all the mob dudes.
Mm-hmm. Is the mob still happening?
The mob is like the devil. The biggest trick to fool you that they don't exist.
Yeah.
Really?
They still here. We still got
That's
sanitation,
so
don't we?
Old school.
We still got motherfucking steel.
They're doing a good job keeping it quiet from me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they still got their shit going down.
Okay.
And they're the big business now. They're big business.
Like what?
And it's quieter now because they take care of the big names. Like Gotti's dead. Like you don't know.
Yeah, right.
The fucking Genovese.
Flash is gone, right.
The Flash is gone, but they making quiet computer money now. Like a bunch of nerds.
Oh, they nerded out. That's
they got their hands in Silicon Valley too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
I mean, I heard stuff.
What?
Vegas is still popping.
I've been known to hear things.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. That's very theatrical.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the mob is still. But that's who killed Whitey Bulger. And they willed his. He was 79. Uh-huh. I want you to hear the whole shit.
Okay.
I got to say it again when Yamanika comes because I want to hear what she says. She'll be like this. I don't give a damn about no Whitey. I don't give a damn about no Whitey, Sherrod. I don't give a damn about no Then we will laugh. But they wheeled his wheelchair into a corner of the prison. This is the first day he got there.
Okay.
Corner of the prison where the cameras don't work because they already know the killing spot.
Ooh.
It's like people who work in this facility know where the cameras don't work too.
Oh, they got paid off so good to do that.
Oh, so good. But here's the prison's excuse.
Okay.
We always been short staffed. We underfunded.
I believe
so
it.
So we're going to lose some. We're going to lose one or two.
What you want to slip through the cracks.
What do you want me to do? They wheeled his 79-year-old ass
numbers game
out of the camera view. Hit him, beat him in his head with a lock and with a sock, a sock with a lock in it.
Okay, how do they still let prisoners have locks?
I mean,
they know
think,
what they do if you combine locks and socks.
After
only
the Bad
thing.
Boys movie, no canned sodas and no lock. Remember how Sean Penn and you know how they get it in?
You know when they combine locks and socks, what goes down in those places? You must separate the locks and the socks.
But they rhyme so well, people go like this. What should we use with this
God
rock?
God damn it.
Socks? How about socks and locks?
They lock socked him.
But they beat him in his head.
All right.
And then tried to dig his eyes out.
Ooh.
Tried? He's 70-something.
I guess they got one, but that's when I guess they got busted.
Oh. How robust are your eyes locked in there?
What?
Can you like peel them out really
A 79-year-old, I would think you just pluck them out. Pluck them out like a cashew.
Should have been easy work for them.
Like one of them pistachios. Like one of them green pistachios. Just bite it right out. Little old eye come out of there. You eat that inner peanut meat. I think it would come right out.
That chewy old eye.
If you squeeze an old person's head, the eyes just pop right out.
It shrunk a little away from the socket.
Oh my God.
Lost its moisture.
Artie's joke last night about Bill Cosby was great.
What'd he say?
Cosby? I don't even remember.
Oh my God.
He said, listen, Artie killed that show last night. It was a fucking great show.
What?
What was the word? I don't know what the joke was.
He was talking about his eye. Being an author.
Oh, yeah, that was a good joke. I don't want to spoil it for it, but yeah, that's a great joke.
I don't
want to
say it, but oh my God. That was great. I don't know. How about that audience member who was in a drive-by?
What?
Oh, yeah, the white chick, up, yeah. Right? I brought her up on stage because, you know, it was about near-death experiences. So right. I asked the audience, who had a near-death experience? Hands went up, of course. Well, this white chick, what was her name? Sarah, whatever it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Apparently, she's from Atlanta. Okay. And she was in a drive-by. What was the story?
She was at a restaurant.
She was in a restaurant with a family. Uh-huh. And somebody came by shooting. When I say somebody, it's a drive-by. It's black people.
Okay. Yeah.
That's our thing. and they shut up the table. She said right in the middle of the table where her family was sitting, the whole wall and everything got shut up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. But only one person got grazed.
One person got grazed? A white woman.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Well, the hostess got grazed. Yeah.
Of course the hostess got grazed. Yeah. Of course she got punished for doing her job.
That's what I said. That's what she get for being all on time this week. That's what you get for being on time one day. First day you on time, you get shot in your eyebrows.
She probably smiled at everybody that day. It wasn't even her cunty day when she should get grazed.
That's what she get for switching. Being a cunt, you always are. Come late.
Turn her life around.
Well, yes, shut up the restaurant.
Wow, that's a terrible shooting. Imagine missing every single person in a barrel full of fish.
I know they were black.
Why, you should never be allowed to do a drive-by shooting again.
It's just the worst aim. It's hard. People would think that you can just drive. Because you underestimate the motion of the car, and you're shooting.
Sure, but you have to have a strategy. It's like, bam, 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 in a sequence at such and such a height or whatever. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but it's gonna, you're still going to have a little kickback, and then you like this. I'm trying to stay on, and it's going to be a bam. Bam, 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 sure, bam, sure. Bam. Could over
be,
there, bam.
Could be bam over there, bam. That's
three
true.
Baby shot, bam.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like trying to shoot out a car is like trying to shoot a bow and arrow on a horseback.
It sounds horrible.
But if you get it right, though, you conquer America.
Yeah.
Right?
And you fuck everybody.
You conquer. That's what the Cherokees did, and that's what the mob in Chicago did with their Tommy gun.
Oh, ew. Who killed Indians with a Tommy gun?
No, I'm saying later on the mob did.
Well, that's mentality. What I'm saying. You can't do a drive by with like a revolver or a semi-automatic.
Right,
like
you need an automatic weapon.
You need an automatic weapon, idiot.
Thank you. She's learning. You know what? My white daughter's finally. You know, it took some time, but she's finally getting the hang of this.
I mean, get it together.
I mean, you gotta have an automatic weapon.
Obviously, rapid fire automatic something 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 something
something. Something. Exactly. So you think they're really going to give this dude life for not blowing anybody up?
Yeah. Life?
Come on.
Yeah. Because
come on, you've got to get some time off for not being good at what you did.
Just for threatening the ex-presidents.
I know attempted murder is a crime, but come on.
They love it. This is their ideal. This is actually perfect because it's like, you know, 9/11 was very, very dramatic. It was very high energy. It was super crazy. Lots of people died. It was not ideal.
Right.
But this one is like nobody got hurt. You get to freak everybody out. Yeah. You get to stir everybody up over it just came out, you know, all these people got shot, whatever. You get to be like, oh my God, this country needs to be united, blah, blah, blah. I'm the one who can fix it. They love it.
Now, do they know if the bombs were even capable of exploding? They were?
That's what the FBI says.
They were capable.
That's what the FBI says.
Yeah. I don't believe the FBI. I'm not going Trump on this.
They have to say I think, to make the charges, like, so they can put them away forever. And we don't have access to those bombs, so we're not going to be like, no, technically, but like, our Neil deGrasse Tyson's not going to like explain these bombs to us later.
I heard one of the bombs is made out of sandwich meat. Now, how can sandwich meat, $5 of bologna, is going to do that much damage, Karen?
With an egg timer on it. What?
I'm not buying that it was a.
Meat? No,
it was not exploding. I'm buzzing. Oh, Yamanika's buzzing right now. Come here. Yeah, Yami's here.
Oh hell yeah! Get ready for some opinions.
She usually comes in really quiet and to herself. So
she's almost shy, I would say. Oh, and we should work on that.
Yeah, well, I try to talk to her about it. I try to bring out a shell.
She's got a real shell, that one.
But some people are just how they are. Karen.
Some people are shelly.
Yeah, shelly.
And you know what? It's fine. All the tension builds.
All the tension builds.
Yam's here.
So it's going to be, first of all,
yeah.
I think this dude should get 10 years tops. The bomb dude.
Yeah.
10 years. I mean, we all make mistakes.
If we're talking about what happened, then yeah, he should be free now. he did nothing. He entertained all of us for a week. It's been amazing.
We needed it. It was a slow week in news before he popped on the scene.
We needed Halloween crazy spooky shit for political stuff, and we got it. Yay!
Yummy yums in a bit. Oh! Okay. Little pussy cat. Hey there, pussy cat. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Hi, little sweet cat.
She's all spotted and shit.
Me too.
Yami, welcome to the show, Yamanika.
Thanks.
You ready? What are you drinking on? What's that? What are you drinking on?
Tequila and ginger ale.
There you go. You made a stop downstairs. Look at you. You got time to stop? You already running late. You got time to get drinks downstairs?
Shut up. Let's go.
Oh, let's go. You ready to jump in? What you doing?
I saw these little kids downstairs for Halloween, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I want one. Cute little black girl. Like, she had a little bumblebee.
Okay.
She's like maybe two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we saw some cuties down there, little kids.
I loved her.
All dressed up.
She had little bow legs. I said, oh, look at a little baby.
Yeah.
I want a baby.
There you go. Don't start that kind of talk.
If anybody wants to donate to the Yamanika Insemination Fund.
Babies are more fun from a distance.
You know, yeah.
We was talking about your boy.
Who?
Trumpo.
You let's know talk about Trumpo, but let's also talk about I need everybody to watch my Netflix, which is out.
Degenerates?
Under the Degenerates. I am the third episode if you want to skip there
on
first.
Netflix, yes.
Totally okay with that, but I'm on with some amazing people. Big J, Lisa Traeger, Brad Williams, Christina P., and of course, the love of my life. Joey Diaz, who I think is like my spirit animal. He's so freaking funny.
God, he's so funny.
Everybody is gorgeously funny, but
it premiered when Friday?
Joey is my soulmate.
What's the name? It premiered when?
It premiered 2 days ago, so it came out on the 30th. Oh, actually, no, a day ago.
Oh, Tuesday.
I don't know days.
Yeah, yesterday.
I travel so much, I don't know days.
Well, welcome to the show, Yami.
Yeah,
and you're in a Halloween mood. I see you Halloween
meow,
out.
Meow. Shout out to Amina Amani, who does her Frugal Fridays, and one of them was how to be frugal on Halloween and just be a cat.
Okay.
So I just use my mascara, my eye coloring.
Oh, it's an easy thing to do.
And a gloss with a little foundation, of course, underneath.
Okay, so. You look great.
Thank you.
You look real feline.
Thank you. What are we talking about with Trump? Fuck him.
First of all, he's your president, so you got to show respect to him.
You got to show respect to him. You know what I love is like only people who are economically and socially disenfranchised as a group feel the necessity to extend some type of gracious honor to people who are keeping them downtrodden. I don't owe him anything. You think he respects us? He
I just respect presidents in
well,
general.
Listen,
some own slaves, but I still say
you
I
know,
hate
the
George
reality
Washington.
Is, nobody is. Nobody is. We want to talk about disrespect. Let's talk about the disrespect that he puts out as a president. Not only against women, but people of color, different religions.
I never heard it.
You have. Well, then you don't have your ear. On and if you can't hear it, you can damn sure tweet it, see it, because the nigga's tweeting it all the time. He tweeting more than anybody else.
But Twitter's about the
tweets like a 15-year-old girl who just got her period. She got so much shit to say, but I ain't saying shit.
But at least Twitter's gonna help and take that like button off, huh? They won't that make some difference.
Are they taking a like up?
That's in a negotiation or some shit. Twitter's
no,
considering.
They're
considering
why?
That to bring the yeah.
But
why?
That's their
morale.
Whole brand.
What's
you
the
like
point?
Something. Yeah, Twitter is all about liking something that
all
somebody said
it.
And retweeting it. So
but they're talking about it. Talking about taking off the like.
No,
why?
They're just
because
talking
they don't
about
people,
it to talk about it.
What they need to do is put the thumbs down. That's what I've been waiting for. Fuck a taking a like off.
Yeah.
Put a dislike.
Mm-hmm. I say put an eat a dick button.
All of that.
That's the button you need to add to there. Eat a dick.
I don't want to skip past
it.
I want you to know that I read it and I disliked it.
Yeah.
But also my dislike button. My dislikes is going to go through the roof. I'm definitely getting disliked. So, yeah. Shout out to the fact that the guy who came in and shot all those Jewish people in the synagogue walked out alive. And this is what I'm
that's
talking about.
That's white people.
About.
That's how you know it's a white gunman.
But I never,
the Jews
but you know what? We laugh about this stuff, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't ever want to hear nobody running their mouths about how hard it is to be white and male, because at the end of the day, I don't want to hear from cops that they're scared and they're intimidated when, you know, that's the biggest, that's their number one go-to when they shoot a person of color, is like, oh, I didn't know what he had. Oh, I was scared. I, you know, we didn't know. It was, and it's like, but you're able to take someone who's an active shooter.
Active shooter.
Active.
You ain't got to guess. You see his gun blasted.
Come on now.
Did he exchange fire with the police?
His gun ripped. Four. He shot four.
He
shot four cops?
I believe so.
Yes. Yeah. And they glossed over the guy.
And they still was like this. Get on the ground. Oh, that's white privilege right there, baby.
They glossed over the guy in South Carolina that shot and killed a black officer. So let's be like, when we start to do the statistics on who's really getting killed out here, I don't want to hear no white man talking about they scared of their lives, because they number board is still them doing a bunch of shit, thousands to our zeros. You don't hear. Maybe you hear like a Muslim guy did this, a one-off here, a black person did this, a one-off there. But all this targeting of people and stuff like that, they own that. And they need to go ahead and say they own that.
That's their thing.
You know?
All that mass shooting, that's white shit, white man shit. Drive-by shooting, black man shit. But we inherited from the Chicago mob.
And who's really doing like...
Came back around.
And don't even say that, because it's like, not to say there's not drive-bys, but...
It is.
There are, but, you know, we need to really address the problem that's going on in this country, because it is all this, you know, white men do this out of being told that there is a privilege that they have to, that they have.
Right.
And a lot of it comes from not wanting to see other people have any type of rights or happiness, because they think it's a tear down of their rights and happiness, and then they have nothing... One has nothing to do with the other. Just because I want to live a peaceful life and have freedoms and accesses to freedoms and you know, due process and all this other stuff, doesn't mean it takes away from anything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just on Ron Bennington's show. Shout out to Ron Bennington, who I adore.
Oh
my God!
Great.
And I'm gonna put that story that I did in my act now, because it was such a heartfelt story, and it's hard for me to like joke about it because I almost was killed at 19. But
do you want to share a little with the listeners right now? Because they want
to. Okay, and I'll go back to let me just say this point about Ron Bennington, and I'll tell the story. So, you know, I was on Ron Bennington, and it kind of went to race, and we had some callers in, and no disrespect to his callers, because I think all the guys, white guys, who called in, they were all white guys. I'm just letting people know if we know where we're coming from with this.
Yeah.
And there, you know, I was just talking about like some of the inequalities that we suffer here. And it's kind of, we started talking about the Megyn Kelly thing when she was joking about
blackface
and all whatever. And I said, you know, for Megyn Kelly and for Roseanne, I did not think they should have lost their jobs. You understand?
Right.
And here's why. I don't want them to lose their jobs and not get the message, because you can play victim when the job has been taken away from you.
Right.
I wanted people to turn them off.
Right. You don't want
it
to be like a
clause. It is more powerful for them to lose their standing because they have no support, and the network is like, hey, I got to take you off because guess what? You turned off 90% of who's watching us.
Yeah, but that would that would mean the network is going to prepare themselves to lose money on purpose, and they're not going to do that.
Sure, but you know, but what I'm saying is when Megyn Kelly loses her job because of that, and she can go, I was silenced. I'm supposed to have freedom of speech. I was supposed to do this and that and this and that. She can play victim to something. But when you say, all right, bitch, if this is what you're standing on and this is your moniker, then let the people decide. You know, because we're at a place where people decided on us all the time. We don't get the luxury of a Megyn Kelly or Roseanne who had a huge platform like that.
Now, I heard on the word on the street, Megyn had her next show after that episode, because it was like bubbling already, that a lot of her crowd that comes to see her are black and Latino women. And that crowd.
She took our crowd, because she's in the
They gave
slot
her a standing ovation when she came out.
About the Halloween costume?
Yep. Because they were supporting her, because they knew that this was becoming a story. This was the next taping. And that crowd, her crowd that came to see her, gave her a standing ovation when she walked out on a soundstage.
Well, and they might not have. Listen, let me tell you something. That means nothing to me, and I'm going to tell
you
why.
I'm
going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why. Because for all of the hate that we get as not only women, but also people of color, we are more generous and forgiving than anybody.
We Agreed.
Have been attacked. We have been murdered, brutalized,
Bamboozled.
Damaged
Let
in this
spray.
Country. And then it's, you
Run
know, somebody said to me a while back, they were like, you know, some of the things that you say when they get outside of my comedy and we really talk about the real stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And they go, some of the things you say, it's like, you know, it's just, is there a better way to say it? Because you really want people to listen. Like, what you're saying is so important. And you really want people to listen. And I said, no, there's not a better way for me to say it. And because you still want me to, you, the people you want to listen are white males. You want white males to listen to what I'm saying and go, okay, I agree. Mm-hmm. Number one, if a racist white male is never going to agree with me, yeah, and he knows more than I do that what I'm saying is accurate, which is why you get a lot of pushback and all this intimidation. If people thought everything was fair and standing, everything was going the way it would, nobody would have to go run into a synagogue and kill up people who are worshiping. No one would have to go into a church and shoot up 9 black people who are worshiping. No one would have to say, I don't want this person to have this, and I don't want this person to have that. And what's even more embarrassing,
Karen,
this is a group of
I said I was sorry.
This is a group of people who have come, you know, the genesis of the Europeans that came here was from poverty and looking for a better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can you come somewhere looking for a better place and freedom for yourselves and not want to extend those same things to people who are seeking the same thing as you were seeking? It's nonsense.
It's too many people in the inn. The hotel's full. Nobody?
Yeah, it's full. That's it. No more.
What do you think about the caravans coming here, huh? You want to welcome them? They all got to stay at your place.
First of all, I was like, how do they know caravans are coming here? What do they have, like an Uber
they have
or something
drones
like
that? Radar.
Well, you know, if you have this information, you could solve some of this stuff before people make their way. But what I thought about it when they said they would send all these troops for the caravans, what I really thought about was hilarious was they were sending so many troops over at, 2,000 troops or whatever, and they're sending them over to the border at the same time that there were packages being dropped off with bomb threats. It's like, nigga, so you better listen. Let Jose and them come over here for Halloween.
For Halloween.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got bigger issues. Like, who the fuck is over here mailing out bombs and shit?
Yeah. Caesar did it. Caesar.
How do you mail a bomb? Like, they be in my business when I have a package. What's in it? Is this, is that? They ain't got no scan. First of all, I don't trust any packages that don't have Amazon in it, no way.
Yeah.
Because I don't, what are you sending me a package for without alerting me you sending me a package?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of niggas like to go to these packages and shit, think it's Christmas, and the next thing you know, they done opened up the package, and the package done said, damn, kaboom.
Yes.
Okay. And they got nails and fucking bomb. Nah. Don't be stupid.
And if you get blown up, did you not a little bit have it coming? Listen, and for the people that were dumb enough to send this out, understand.
The person
that was dumb
Caesar.
Enough
His
to
name
send,
is Caesar. Show respect.
I'm trying not to say that because that kind of goes against my point. But to the people mailing bombs and shit like that. Well, first of all, I knew it was an ethnic person because the bombs wasn't even active. You know, white people know how to detonate their shit.
But the FBI tried to say that it was active, trying to give them more time.
I think
they set them up.
Maybe they did. I don't know. It's a lot of people out here. I don't know. If you ever see I mail some shit, definitely know that the FBI was involved. But at the end of the day, you're mailing something. The people you're trying to blow up ain't opening it. It's their assistance. Why would you send that shit to this motherfucker?
That's why everybody
if you want to blow these niggas up personally, you got to put a bomb in the pussy of the escort they done ordered and let that bitch blow them up when they insert themselves.
That's how you get Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, nigga, you ready to come? Because you about to go at the same time, nigga. Because this pussy is the bomb.
I mean, they say the FBI is really trying to push that they were able to blow up so they can give them some real time.
Oh, but that's why I think they weren't really meant to go off because, like you said, half of them bombs aren't
never
even going
the
to the people that
I looked at this shit. They took a picture of it.
One was the wrong address because I was CNN. The CNN dude had already left CNN. He wasn't even in no more.
Right, and so you getting old fat.
You gotta be in the mail room.
Well, you know why?
Black people
because
dying.
By the time he put this plan together, the guy was still working there. You know, it don't take. You can't just wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm sending out packages. You got to get a cousin that worked there. It's a whole Ocean's 11. It should be a movie made about the nigga that mailed these packages because there's a story there. Like he came here, somebody pissed him off. He had a bad day. It's a lot of like falling down mixed with Ocean's 11.
I want The Rock to play him. He gotta be real dumb though. But The Rock can pull that
off. I didn't know that guy looked like a woman, to be honest with you. I was like, was he a murder victim? Did you see the guy, the bomber?
Yeah.
I was like, who's this woman that they do? It looked like one of those old, you know the commercial.
You think he's like an old woman?
Yes! Yes. You just see this nigga like an old
bitch. White dudes, sometimes
white
dudes turn into old women.
Roids.
I don't,
well, coming down the off roids, too. Watch, that makes I'm you so, like, womanized.
Well, he roided up.
Face.
He's roided the fuck up.
Where they getting these roids from?
You can get them on mail.
Mexico.
Well,
that's the problem.
Mexico's
that,
on
that's why he learned the mailing system.
I looked at them bombs he put together. That shit looked like a salt and pepper shaker. I said, let me tell you something right now. I would have opened them packages up and seasoned my steak with that shit. Are you out of your fucking mind? They ought to give him extra time for that. How dare you waste a salt and pepper shaker on this fucking nonsense? The way seasoning is we at an all-time low for seasoning. Because Miss Dad, Mrs. Dad, trying to take over the game. It is a well, take it from a big bitch.
All right.
The seasoning is
and it's harder to find seasoned salt.
Yo, I
is that
ordered.
True?
I mean, I'm.
Thank God you've told me.
Maybe because it's
Let
just
me tell
white
you
neighborhood.
Lowry's. No, it's
Lowry's.
Not,
it's hard to find Lowry sometimes.
Tiffany Haddish has a Lowry's seasoning. They all right. They
what
doing
you mean?
Just fine. She, I don't know what it's called. I don't know what's called Tiffany Shakes or whatever. Haddish.
She ready? Fucking seasoning.
She ready seasoning.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
When you got a steak that ain't all the way ready, but is she ready?
It's like, you know what this steak is missing? Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
I need some Haddish on my steak.
I don't like the seasoning on this steak. Get she ready by Tiffany Haddish at Lowry's. Like, shout out to Tiffany Haddish. I think she's funny and a beautiful person.
She's
but
great.
That ain't the most niggery damn sponsorship. You might as well be sponsored by Slitch Malt Liquor and fucking Billy D. Williams himself. Like, Lowry, yeah. I can't wait till I get a cut, like, get a little status and see what niggas offer me. Yeah, we want you to sponsor these plus size maxi pads for bitch, big bitches who periods is out of control.
Chris used to have a joke about fucking.
I just went on a 15
no
minute
frills.
Rant.
I like
Everybody's
that.
Gonna be commenting about here she go. I hate her. She fucking.
Go.
It runs her mouth. She loud. She in the speaker. Yeah, shout out to my Degenerates. October 30th. It was released on
yes,
Netflix.
It's out.
Please go watch it.
It came out hell night.
Tweet me and tell me you watch mm-hmm. it. Even if you got to tell me you can't stand me, I need the love and the views.
There you go. There you go, huh?
If they do make a movie about this guy, Dante Nero has to play him.
Oh, Dante could pull that off.
Stripper.
Listen,
Dante. Oh, the stripper thing? Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something right now. Dante is one of the loves of my life. I've known this nigga since
Dante's
I was
great.
Almost zero. But don't nobody want to see Dante walking like a fucking cowboy out no movie that don't require him being the first nigga cowboy.
What, you want him to be the what?
You know, because Dante got that walk like, what's going on here, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
He's bow-legged.
Well, that's because he kept wrapping too. His damn legs around that stripper pole.
Yeah, and motorcycles. Mm-hmm. He's a motor. If you ride bikes, you
I
get that walk.
Dante. Shout out to Dante.
Yeah, he's been on the show many a time.
Of course he has.
Yeah.
You need to have us on together.
Yeah, come on, goddammit.
I told you about saying GD. You know I don't like that. And I'm high. Don't do that to me.
I say more got than not.
Well,
God.
Make sure you say the
I say t and not duh.
Damn. Shout out to Jimmy
Martinez.
I never
got reprimanded by a goddamn pussycat before.
Stop!
Oh, got. Damn.
It's not me. It's the Lord.
Okay.
Shout out to Jimmy Martinez.
Shout oh, fire in the hole.
Shout out to Jimmy Martinez, who told us the funniest story.
His new podcast is Fire in the Hole.
Oh, really?
That's
I got to get Jimmy. You better put me on. I'm telling you right now, he told us the funniest story of 2018. And the punchline was, when I found out the nigga was blind. And just go from there.
Oh, really?
Just go. What? How
oh,
did I
yes,
laugh?
Yes,
how
yes.
long did I laugh outside?
People, oh, yes.
I know
was
people
about Brian.
Taking videos of me laughing.
Yes.
I was laughing so He said, and then I found out the nigga was blind. I said, nigga, you should have started there, okay?
Wait, were you on? Where were you? Oh, you was downstairs after the show.
When we came upstairs at Fat Black, and we was out there smoking and shit.
Right, that's when he explained it to you. That's
yo,
right.
Yo, I pissed my pants.
He was talking about Brian, what's Brian's last name? McCarty.
McCarthy.
Yeah. Did Brian even know it because the nigga blind? He ever seen it?
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
They're both funny as shit.
Yeah. So what else is popping?
What's popping with you? Coming here all, what else is popping?
Well, we want to talk about some more racist shit or what?
I mean, let's talk about the Red Sox winning.
Well, you know, I don't follow sports.
They won the World Series.
Good for them.
I'm happy for the team, but I hate the fans. Boston's fans stink.
Good for them. Let me tell you something. First of all, shout out to all my fans in Boston, because I know there's a good pack of
fans,
people that's really fucks with me, and I thank you so much. But Boston is a whole if you had to choose between racism being hotter in Florida or Boston,
it's popping off in Boston.
Yo, it's popping, it's piping, it's off the grill.
Yeah,
people, sizzling. You got to put it. You know when you get the meat off the grill and you got to let it. What do they call it?
Sit.
Sit. But it's called something. Rest. You got to let it rest.
Thanks, daughter.
You're welcome.
Shout out to the white black daughter. Because when she's black this week and white.
It's white
it's
daughter.
It's resting, guys. Who like is she got black? A fucking Food Network show. It's called resting. I'm tired of you niggas. You don't know about resting. Of course,
you
don't know about resting. You've been resting ever since slavery was over. You don't
That's
know
my
what
dad
resting
taught
is.
You nothing. Father, speak
yes,
to her.
Yes.
Get back to Boston racism.
Did your daddy own slaves? Because now's the time to wrinkle his ass.
We are immigrants.
They were slaves. And that you be having a gillian. You know why it is? Because a lot of Jewish women come in here, the first thing they do is they go get that Clairol number one and turn them hairs blonde and shit. And they be running around like Becky. It's not till you see them at the synagogue dodging bullets. You know what this shit is about. And now we have something in common because black people's dodging bullets in church too. It's like,
they always come at us.
Why? Don't do that. It's like
the gunman. You mean?
I mean, like
yes.
One of the ladies, you know, one of the ladies was a no. Sure, of course I am. One of the women was a Holocaust survivor, 97 years old.
Who's just a 97 year old woman?
And you, this how she get out of here.
That's who goes to pray at synagogue. Like people, like millennials, don't like kick it at synagogue. It's all like old Holocaust
survivors. Let me tell you something.
That's crazy.
They're investigating this guy as it like. He made a statement. Why the fuck is he making a statement?
Said that?
He said he went there because this and that and the third. And I'm like, why are you asking this nigga any questions? He should be. Whatever prison cell they put him in, I hope they put him in there with either a black person. I would say a Jew, but Jews don't go to jail like that. They don't. Where y'all go? Y'all go to Club Med.
It's white collar crimes too.
We're right, but there's not no we're the lawyers that avoid the jail.
Listen,
we don't do jail.
It's a lot of poor Jews surfing around.
We don't do jail.
But in New York, we got the high class Jews that be doing their shit and definitely.
Well, he's going to jail in Pennsylvania.
We have poor Jews here too.
No, sure, this poor. You know what I'm saying? But
I
think
sure he's
going to
give himself a nice little private cell. After picking out four cops.
No, they're going to put him in a private cell and also give him a four-course meal and the whole shit. But what I'm saying is...
He's going to get fucked up.
Whatever idea people have about Jewish people, that you know, there's also Jewish people that are struggling. And whatever idea people have about black people, there are also black people who are doing well. So I think people just get, you know, certain people get a certain idea of what's going on as a whole.
Right.
And it's like everybody is trying to live their lives. At the end of the day, if I say something inappropriate or out of pocket, and I do all the time, I have a career. My career is saying things out of my mouth. Do I miss the mark? Sure. But the intention is this is my career and my intention is never to hurt people. Even if I do say reckless things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that's what we have to learn how to, we don't have to vilify everybody that says something reckless because some people either just don't know or they're just coming out of a place of humor and it's harmless. But then there are people who are trying to pass off their hate as humor.
Yeah.
And we all have common sense to know what the difference is.
But enough about me. Let's talk about, but yeah, so what are you
saying?
That's
why I said with that Megyn Kelly shit, it's like this. You want to make a comment about blackface because blackface doesn't affect you, so you can make a haphazard comment like that.
Right.
But the reality is...
She said it was, like, good when she was... What she said was a statement? It was accepted when she was a kid?
Of course, because she's 97 years old.
No.
And the reality is this, right? And this is... I'm saying this as a bitch's get ready to catapult her ass into 40 very, very soon. But I'll say this. She can throw it away. And I think if you don't know at this time with all the stuff that we have going on in racism in this country that's being not new, but is now being showcased because of social media, and you as a white person don't take the time to go, maybe there's some shit I shouldn't be saying, that's on you. Now, whatever comment she made about the blackface and trying to justify it.
It was okay when I was a kid as long as you were dressing like a character.
Right.
What's racist? You truly do get in trouble if you're as a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween.
No, but see, and again, this is the double down to white oblivion that they try. That's why I said I never speak.
Sweet, sweet white oblivion.
I never that might speak. Be a title. People ask me when I speak, and I say I don't speak to convince people who are racist. They know racism exists. That's why right. I brought up the when I was on Ron Bennington. The men, the white men that were calling in, they go, "Well, how come you can say this about her and as a joke, and you and she can't say anything as a joke?" Number one, because I didn't know her to be a comedian. I am a comedian. Megyn Kelly.
Oh, Megyn, okay.
I don't know her to be a comedian. I am a comedian.
Right.
But she also can make the joke, yeah. but also make a smart joke. Understand when people, because people constantly want to complain, oh, black people complain about this, black people complain about that, as if we just, it's a complaining to be complaining. We've had our ancestors brought here through slavery. We were separated from our homes. We were socially, economically disenfranchised even now. Crack was put in our communities to continue to break down the family structure. The prison system is in unequally yoked when it comes to charges with the black community and again separating black people.
Yeah, we do prison.
We do all these things. We do all these things and we get hit harder. So if you want to say generically... Uh-huh. What's wrong with blackface? I don't see anything wrong with it when, it was just in my day, you just dressed up as somebody as you liked. But the reality is she knows that's not what we're complaining about. Mm-hmm. There's a few people that are dressing up, like when Luann on Real Housewives,
mm-hmm.
she dressed up as Diana Ross. Right. And I was like, I understood why the other women were like, what the fuck? Because to them, they understand, okay, I'm white. There's certain things I shouldn't be doing because of the way the climate is.
Right.
But I looked and I said, no, I thought she did. Now, I'm not.
Tastefully. You thought it was tasteful.
Right. I didn't go, cheering her on because right. that's not my, I don't want to cheer that on.
Right.
But I think also, I didn't see any malice in what she did. She said she was dressing up as Diana Ross.
Right.
Yeah, put a little color on your skin, baby, because you damn sure ain't Diana Ross being white.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Right.
But to act as if we're complaining about things like that.
I didn't think that was evil or nothing like that.
Thousands and right. thousands of pictures where you got college students going to little white frat parties, mm-hmm. dressing up with talking, putting nigger signs on them with black face,
mm-hmm. yep.
eating watermelon, eating chicken, doing shit that's stereotypical,
so
calling themselves gorilla. That is what we are talking about.
Yeah. Right.
So then when somebody white calls in and goes, I grew up, I had a tough too. Nobody gave me anything. Yet, listen, we all fucking have it tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all.
You don't think I understand that my life is a lot better off than some black people who born in the ghetto? I grew up in an upper middle class family in Maryland. I went to parochial school. Any missteps that I made, because I was a fuck up. Mm-hmm. It didn't come from my family. I had a great start.
Yeah.
But the reality is my family had to fucking work. Everybody has to work.
Yeah.
But the way you have to work based upon not only female lines, but color lines is different. That's why when we first started here and when the Irish started coming over here and the Jews started coming over here,
boom.
And we don't do that because I'm represented by Katzenberg, Katzenberg, and Stein. Thank you very much.
I thought he was going to throw at least one Irish name in there.
No. Goddamn, I don't fuck around like that.
Damn.
You know, and I think what was done to the Jewish people, just along with what was done to black people, I think is disgusting and gross, and we don't talk about that. Well, we talk about the Jewish shit a lot, but I think we really,
we do.
It's all the movies and shit like that, but what I'm saying is, like, the fact that Hitler even existed to think that he was anybody to say what he thought was supposed to be the thing is disgusting to me. And that's the idea. Like, you think you're the person that gets to determine? Mm. You don't get to fucking determine nothing.
Well,
so to bring back the point that I was making here.
I got
to
make one point.
No, I know, but I have to really do this because I said a lot of loaded shit that I've got to explain.
Yes, loaded like a potato skin.
When somebody calls in and goes, but what about me? Mm-hmm. I came here, this and this and that. It was like Jews and Irish and blacks used to live together in ghettos. And then when people realized it was easier to separate people along color lines and go, oh, guess what? Y'all white now because we want to make white numbers and then we're going to throw niggas to the side because don't nobody want to be niggas, then you started getting this dissension even in the Irish community against blacks, the Jewish community against black, Italians against black. It's like everybody want to have a bone to pick with blacks, and we was fucking brought over here. We don't know our ancestry was fucked up, and everybody keep wanting to put their fucking fuck you and don't be putting your shit on my back. because we fucking suffering here.
Yeah.
And for people to be looking and we getting killed disproportionately by the police, and people go, oh, well, why did he do this? And why are you asking why he didn't do certain things not to fucking get killed? But then we see a white nigga go into a synagogue, shoot up everybody, and this nigga is doing, giving statements. But a little black boy can't even walk through with a hoodie on because he looks suspicious. And the nigga that killed him, not as George Zimmerman, the fuck out of jail, but he had white people coming to jail having him sign Skittle packages and fucking pictures of Trayvon Martin dead, signing him and making money off of signing him because they think that shit's a fucking joke.
Yeah,
but they want to act like black people and Jews and women are fucking holding them down and we fucking suffering. Fuck that. And we running around scared and don't want to say nothing. You ain't suffering as no fucking white man. Because if you don't make it as a white man, because you fucking suck. You understand? Go get your ass up and go make your fucking way. Because somebody will give you a fucking opportunity. It's about opportunities. It's not that you started, you started bad, so what? And you was able to make your way. You know why? Because you can go, if you want to do construction, you can get in these union jobs and shit. That's racist, a lot of these unions against blacks and minorities, all kinds of shit, and women. And you can go in there with your little boys and your little foremen.
Women construction workers.
What I'm just saying is, like, don't keep fucking killing people that's got it fucking hard. You want to kill somebody, go kill yourself.
Go fuck,
because I'm tired. I'm tired of the shit.
Okay, I get it. You know how many
We don't know because we. The second somebody black do something, it's blown up. Look at the little boy that got attacked at the zoo. Little black boy. We just knew it wasn't a black boy because black people always watching their kids
happened?
And shit.
What happened
when he fell in the little zoo cage and had to kill Harambe? Then all of a sudden they bringing up this little boy's daddy's prison record, and the daddy wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the boy.
You said black kid. I knew the daddy wasn't there.
But what I'm talking about is, like, you bring up records for us, and then this guy kills. And then we don't hear nothing about him. Oh, he had this trauma. Oh, he felt this way.
It's like,
and white guys are constantly being a menace to society for other people. And then we have to sit here and go, find a way. That's what I said. I don't give a fuck about Megyn Kelly's audience going, yay, yay for Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, I just explained. Because
black people, Latinos, and all types of different ethnicities that come here and are disenfranchised, and women, we always trying to find a way to go, oh, but let's forgive him.
Yeah, we forgiving motherfuckers.
Right after Dylan Roof went in there and shot them 9 people in there, they came the next fucking day to his hearing and they said, on behalf of the family of so-and-so and so-and-so, we forgive you. And it happened. And I understood people go, they think that's powerful. But I'm like, we always trying to go, we don't want you to feel upset about how we may feel about how you just fucking killed us.
Yeah.
Killed us. But, oh, heaven forbid you don't have respect for the cops.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid. Why did you kill this guy that got stopped in the middle of the road trying to change his tire or whatever? Oh, he wasn't answering my commands. So you shot and killed him?
Karen?
All these people with disabilities.
How many times do I have to apologize for my personal actions?
How many people with disabilities? You can't even be disabled and black. And without people. I had a situation where I had somebody that got into a fisticuffs. I'm not going to get into bed, whatever. Got into fisticuffs with a nigga. Yeah. And everybody was like, you should have called the cops. And I said, you know what? In the time of that, I was like, I'd rather have what I have going on with him right now and resolve it on my own than call the cops and then they come and kill my friend who I'm just having a disagreement with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how you got to think as a black person. Yeah. And that's fucked up.
I remember one time the cops, I was walking up the street. I had crutches. I had hurt my knee. I had a crutch. I'm walking on crutches.
He was cops fucking one of them white over. Bitches he always fucked. Yeah. That's what happened.
I think that's what happened. And twisted my knee. They always get the knee first. A cop rode up to me with the crutches and said, put down the rifle. And he shot me.
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay, stop.
Yeah,
did you tell that story last night? That is a hot story.
See?
Wow.
Whenever
I go on
a 15-minute rant about real shit.
It was more like 25 minutes. Listen, it's time to go. Everybody do their plugs. Now, what's Degenerates just started yesterday?
Oh, my God. I talked through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I needed you here for. Go.
The Degenerates is out now.
Netflix.
I'm also doing, I wrote on the historical roast show.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Shout out to Jeff Ross. Big I'm also flying out to LA tomorrow. I'm going to be taping.
It's pronounced Namara.
I said tomorrow. I'm going to be taping something for the historical. I don't want to say what it is, but it'll be coming out. It's going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
I also have an episode that's supposed to be airing soon for the Funny Dance Show on E.
Okay.
So
what
check
is funny,
that
what
out.
Show?
The Funny Dance Show
dance
on
show.
E.
Yeah.
I am dancing. So
oh, yes. I know that.
Check
yes.
out and see if I won or not.
Yes. How many dances you have to learn? Three?
There's a solo dance. You get partnered up with another person. Shout out to Jeremiah Watkins, who was my partner. You get a solo
sound
dance.
Sound like a dancer name.
And then you get, he's a comedian. He's also part of the Wave.
Oh, yeah, I know Jeremiah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. He's great. I like
and,
Jeremiah.
And also works with the GD Comedy Jam. Shout out to Josh Anna Myers. Yeah.
Jeremiah's a good kid.
I love him. And you do a solo dance, you do a duet dance, and then you do a trio dance with your partner. The team captains are Heidi and Justine, both beautiful, talented, hilarious women. I'm so proud of them. Congratulations. This is their show.
Okay.
So watch it. It'll be fun. And you can come on my Instagram, which is at Yamanika. You know, I do my 90 Day Fiance.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you can come any way you want.
Here we go.
But here I'm on Instagram doing the IGs for 90 Day Fiance. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, but I'm barely there. Follow me on Facebook. I'm hardly there. And I also have my podcast, which I need Sherrod to get his shit together so he can finally come the fuck on because he's fucking derelict.
You didn't invite me on your podcast.
A million times I have, and it's called Rant and Raven with Yamanika and Friends. We are currently on a hiatus, but we will start
back. See what I'm talking about?
Wednesday.
I'm supposed to show up to places that I don't
recording
exist.
Recording out of stand-up labs.
Finally, you came back. Yes.
Yes.
I'm happy about that.
So, thank you guys.
Yes. B, you want to plug some stuff?
Wait, before you get started.
Oh, good God Almighty.
I just want to say I love
you
everyone
just said it.
Who listens to Race Wars. Okay. I know I get on a lot of you guys' nerves, but I really think the ones that really can love me enough to say, you know what, Yamanika is misunderstood. She runs her mouth, but we know she has a great heart and she's a good person. So I just shout out to all the Race Wars fans that have always been supportive to me.
I know I agree with that. You do run your mouth. Karen, do you want
to? No,
the podcast is called,
I stopped him.
The podcast
oh, yeah,
is called,
Brian. I'm sorry. That's right, Brian.
Oh, like, my.
Okay. The podcast, it is called Book Sluts.
Book Sluts.
That's right. Book Sluts. Yam, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Please
fucking
come on.
I got a
it's
book
so
already
fun.
I want to talk about. Yes.
Really? So we only read the iBooks.
That doesn't surprise
excerpt,
me.
Right? So just like the first like chapter or whatever.
I love that.
And then we
tacky.
Talk shit.
Yes.
It's so tacky. It's
just
so
give
tacky.
Me a book, then. I'll
yes.
Be, yeah,
oh, my God. You don't have to read it, but it'd be cool if you did because you talk mad shit. And you'd be the best. Yeah. Yam's going to be on it.
Yes.
Book Sluts is called. So check us on Patreon, iTunes, SoundCloud. And then Karen Margolis is K-E-R-E-N, you already know.
Yes,
you check me on everything. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, but like I don't do them either because like, you know, honestly, fuck that. Insti, I love.
Yes.
I love your Insti.
And I love yours.
Mine has been on a slight hiatus because I have just not been feeling Instagram for a second. I'm just not. But you know what? Because sometimes a girl needs a break to think and to connect with human beings.
Some of the hottest you better get back out there.
I'm getting back out there.
Karen Feehan is
killing Insta.
She's killing fucking Insta.
What are those pictures?
The other day. I was
what,
like, what
are those pictures? She got these amazing pictures.
Oh, yeah, I took
just
those pictures actually. Yeah. She's great pictures.
But anyway, you can catch me.
B, when did you say?
You can catch me on Twitter. And
yes.
Instagram.
You, what's your Instagram again, B?
It's Brian Marable, BryanMarable1.
Yes, one.
I want to say RIP Forbes.
Thank you so much, my love. Yeah. Thank you, baby. That means a lot to me.
That's where y'all can catch me.
Nice.
Yes.
Don't forget this Saturday at the Comedy Cellar at 6 p.m. we got a live Race Wars taping episode. Come through. Go to ComedyCellar.com at 6 p.m. this Saturday at the Black Pussycat Comedy Cellar. Come through. Yami, you're going to be out of town, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got Lenny Marcus coming through. Jeff Leach, I think, is coming. Mark Maron's probably going to stop through.
White Daughter.
White Daughter, of
holding
course.
Holding it down.
And Vaughn DiCarlo.
Yes, Vaughn DiCarlo.
Yeah, she just got that new show on Sirius. So that's going to be this Saturday, 6 p.m., Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com and, get a ticket. I think it's like $10. And I'm going to just come in there and see the show. And that's this Saturday. It's going to be fun.
Hey.
And don't forget, then we got Festivus for... Festivus is in December. December 18th.
You got New
we
York
got Michelle
Comedy Festival.
Wolf on there. But we also have Homecoming Show the week of Thanksgiving, that Tuesday, the 25th, I want
to
say.
Let me take this time to tell everybody that I'm doing
10 p.m. Comedy Cellar.
New York Comedy
Small World
Club.
Comedy.com. I'm doing not a small world comedy.
Not New York comedy. I'm doing my New York Comedy Festival show,
okay,
which will be on November the 8th here at Stand Up New York.
Okay.
And we'll be recording the podcast Ranting and Raving. It'll be fun. I would love for you to come by if you have some time.
Just invite me.
It will be fun. Somebody so please, I think you can put up the hat. The you can go to the website and put in yams or yam.
Yeah, and get some
yams. Discount.
All right.
Off tickets.
Y'all have fun today?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Wasn't a fun show, goddammit?
Great show.
Happy
Halloween, everybody.
You're all up in my face. Happy Halloween. That's right. Happy Halloween. Go get on your outfits. Yami has hers on.
Yes.
Karen can't wait to go thot it out.
I'm
going to
be a slutty poison ivy.
I don't understand why these girls think they got to put these slutty shits on. There's nothing scary about it.
No, it's not scary. It's slutty. We get it.
Nobody wants to see that.
I wouldn't say nobody.
Everyone said
nobody wants to see that.
At least be something scary. Be a thot with HP. TV. Be a nurse.
Well, that goes without saying.
You can just be that the rest of the year. This is the time to be Poison Ivy.
Race Wars, we out.